We're going to maybe, possibly, do executive today on, let's see, what bill is it?
320.
320. So what I would like to have done, first of all, is a motion so we can open the bill up.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move adoption of Senate Bill 320.
It's been moved by Senator Bales, adoption of 320. What I would like to do, first of all, is Senator Bales, you have an amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I have, about three amendments that we were going to consider.
Pass them out?
Yeah, pass out the first one.
Okay.
Please. What is the number on it?
That's the 01.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I would move 320.01.ADS.
So moved.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, what this is, there was maybe a little bit of confusion in the way the bill was read, in that it said confined animal feeding operations, and technically, the department, I believe, and if you look at the fiscal notes, they said that it should be listed as concentrated. And so what this amendment does is simply change the name of confined to concentrated throughout the bill.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just as a point of information, wherever the term confined animal feeding operation was used in its entirety, I substituted concentrated animal feeding operations. But there are a couple places in the bill that refer to confinement of animals. Page 2, line 10, for instance, has a reference to medium concentrated animal feeding operation means an animal feeding operation that stables or confines animals. I left that confines. It seemed to be more consistent with the word stables, so stables or confines. I think there was one other one too, somewhere else here in the bill, but oh. Yes, page 1, line 17, where it says animal feeding operation means a lot of facility where animals have been, are, or will be stabled or confined. The word confined is actually still in the bill in a couple places, but as far as any actual references to the operation, it's been changed consistently to a concentrated rather than confined operation, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Doug. Any further questions on this amendment, 32001?
Question.
Question has been called. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries on the amendment. Do you have another amendment?
Yes, we have a second amendment, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would move 320.02.ADS.
Moved.
And simply what this is was a couple of the recommendations that MEIC made, and maybe Doug would care to go over it and
Doug?
Mr. Chairman, yes, I'd be happy to. On page 3, both these amendments on line 11, the sentence, well, actually, if you put both of these amendments in, the one on 11 and 12, subsection 3 in its entirety would then read, if on upon review of an application for a general permit authorization for a concentrated animal feeding operation production area, the department discovers site-specific information that indicates that a general permit authorization is not sufficiently protective of water quality, the department shall require an individual permit. Those are just the two changes. If the department discovers site-specific information, the department shall require an individual permit. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Doug. Any further questions on this amendment? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Amendment passes. Last amendment? Or is there another one?
Yeah. The long one.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would move 320.03.ADS.
So ordered.
Mr. Chairman, and as a brief explanation, and I think you're probably going to ask some questions from the audience on this also. As everybody will remember, MEIC had some concerns about the some of the language. There was an effort made to try and take care of their concerns, and the first part of this, unless the department determines that an environmental impact statement is required pursuant to 75.1202, I think was taking care of their concerns. However, the second part of this, a programmatic environmental impact statement is not required for permitting conducted under Section 2. As I understand, there's some concern with that. But I think if you looked at the fiscal note, there was some concern as to where there had been a court case, and they had said that a programmatic environmental impact statement was required, that the department wanted some clarification so that they could go forward with issuing these permits, that they did not have to do that. And so this is putting that into effect, and it will give the department the ability to go forward. Having said that, I believe there is some disagreement about that portion of it. With that, I don't know if Doug wants to explain it a little further or not. That's kind of a 10,000-foot overview of what they are.
Well, thank you, Senator Bales. Before we get into questions, I guess I would like to open it up to a couple people, MEIC, Jeff, and I don't know, from the Stock Brewers, are you going to talk a little bit on the last sentence? So I don't want to open it up to another big hearing, but explain why you are for and opposed of this one sentence here on the Amendment 3203. So, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jeff Barber with Montana Environmental Information Center. And I'm opposed to this for the second sentence only. Everything else that has gone on the bill, or the first sentence of this, we talked about and everyone agreed on, and we were okay. And then this sentence I just saw 20 minutes ago. But I'm opposed to this for a couple of reasons. One, I just saw 20 minutes ago. The other reason is when the judge decided the case, the CDC case, he said that never has the department gone statewide and done an in-depth look at where the feedlots are, what impacts they may be having on our surface and groundwater quality, and taken that into account when they're permitting new feedlots. And so he ordered the department to do a new feedlot, a new programmatic EIS. The fiscal note for this bill did point out some discrepancies between what the judge ordered to happen and what the bill was going to cause to happen that needed to be fixed. those still need to be fixed. But the fix is not just exempting the department completely from doing the programmatic EIS. One of the reasons the judge ordered it to happen is the department doesn't even know how many feedlots are out there to begin with. I mean, there just needs to be more information developed statewide about where the feedlots are and what their impacts are. And I was willing to go along with a scaled-down level of review for feedlots. I was willing to go along with just having the individual permits receive an EA or, you know, whatever level of review was necessary. But to just categorically say no programmatic EIS for the feedlots after the judge has already said we need one for a whole host of reasons, I don't think it's good policy. My druthers would be just segregate this amendment out. If you need to kick the bill out, there's some good reasons to kick the bill out to deal with fees. You know, get it over the house, give us some time to keep working on it, put it off till Friday, whatever. But for the time being, I'd really just like to see this sentence struck out and, you know, go from there. Thanks. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jeff. And I do have to say I appreciate the working together, trying to work this out. I really do.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, John Bloomquist, Montana Stockbrokers Association. Two things. One, there was some, in the technical notes as well as the white paper that the department put out, they did not, they made the comment whether the level of environmental review, which is specified in the bill, really clarified the issue of whether a programmatic environmental impact statement was needed or not. That's why the sentence was added, to make it very clear that they did not need to do a programmatic. Now, the language says if they want to go forward, they could do so, because it says it's not required before you have permitting. So if the department, I suppose, wanted to do a programmatic, they could go ahead and do so. The issue of a programmatic really is, I don't see the need for a programmatic. If you're doing a CAFO general permit, then you're no discharge. And to qualify for the CAFO general permit, you're going to have to meet the terms of those water quality protection practices. In other words, no discharge. The level of environmental review, if you meet those requirements, is set out in the bill. Now, if there was a CAFO application and the department discovered information that the general was not sufficiently protective of water quality, then they're going to require the individual. Those are the amendments. The individual then goes through individual MEPA review, do an environmental assessment, and with the first part of this amendment, perhaps an EIS if the department decides one is required. So why would you need a programmatic? You're doing individual MEPA review. You don't need programmatics in that case. And so that's the reason, twofold, Mr. Chairman, for the amendment. One, the department was wanting some clarification, as I took it, whether they would need to do a programmatic after this bill in light of Judge Hondel's order. And two, the way the bill is set up, there's individual MEPA review, whether under the general or an individual permit. And to require a programmatic on that simply doesn't make any sense under MEPA. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Are there any questions on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Larson.
It's an interesting phrase, segregate. Could I get a little information on how that works?
I'll take a run at it.
Doug?
Mr. Chairman, oftentimes when committees are considering, generally it's like in 302 that we just passed, it has two amendments, and if a question comes up about whether or not both amendments are desirable, the committee can segregate the amendments and consider them individually, and that way they don't have to just, now we adopted the 02 version, so we just adopted both amendments, but if they were segregated, the committee might choose to adopt number one, but not adopt number two. And in the case that we're talking about now, with the 03 amendments, there's a phrase that's tagged on to the end of line 21, and then a separate sentence. And so About the only thing we could do as far as segregation with this is to segregate the phrase from the sentence, consider the whether the phrase was acceptable, but not the sentence. And so we're kind of breaking this down. It's a little unusual to do it all in the context of one sentence. Usually segregation occurs when you have more than one amendment. But, I mean, that's kind of the idea, Senators, if that helps. It just allows the committee to consider certain parts of proposed amendments rather than of all of the amendments at one time.
That answer your question?
Yeah.
Senator?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Just enlighten us. Could I have either Jeff or one of them explain what a programmatic environmental impact would be?
Jeff?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Smith, a programmatic environmental impact statement is an EIS that the state does not for any one specific activity, but they take a statewide look at a generalized activity, feedlots in this case, and analyze it from that perspective versus the site-specific nature that you usually get with an EIS for an individual project. And so what you'll get is a statewide, I mean, it'll be probably pretty thick, and it'll My vision of it would be to kind of be basin by basin, looking at what's already on the ground, what's anticipated to come, you know, what kinds of things need to be put in place to make sure that we're not going to get too much runoff or pollution out of any one area. And so, but it's not going to look project by project, if you catch that distinction.
Follow up, Senator.
It would be one size fits all then.
Yes and no. What usually happens is they do the statewide look, and then when something comes along, in this case, if it's a general permit, they're going to get a checklist EA, but that EA, whether it's for the general permit or for an individual one, will reference back the programmatic one and then put some more site-specific analysis and maybe even some site-specific conditions on the more localized look at the project.
Follow up. The programmatic would be quite expensive then.
Can be, yes.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Senator Larson?
I guess I can make a motion to segregate those two statements if that wouldn't be too outlined.
That'd be the committee.
Senator Stapleton?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I think he used the word segregate, which I can't get any closer. I think what you just do, Senator, is make a substitute motion and just erase that line, because there's really nothing to segregate. That was Jeff Barber's word. But that was an accurate description of segregation. However, it doesn't apply here. To get the intent, Senator Larson, of what you were, you would make a substitute motion of that minus that last sentence.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for that explanation.
Senator Larson.
I'd like to make a motion, a substitute motion, to drop the second sentence.
So we would
from A.
Yeah, the word the capital two. A through the bracketed section 2. So that all that would be left is this phrase that starts, unless the department determines, down through 75-1-201, period. That's what would be left.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on that sub-motion? Senator Bales.
Mr. Chairman, I would resist that the substitute motion. I think that for a couple of reasons, I would like to see this thing, I think, in the form that I think should probably go through. And I really do feel that the feeding industry has been sitting waiting and waiting and waiting for DEQ to go on ahead and do their programmatic, and there has been no sign that they would do it or that they have done it. And I think that
to put this back in would once again cloud things, and we would probably be right back in the same situation that we're in. The other thing that I would say once again, and I think it was mentioned earlier here, is that in order for a feedlot to qualify under this Section 2, they have to demonstrate that they are not going to discharge to the surface waters of the state. And that is what the programmatic is designed to look at and designed to address. So if there is no discharge to the waters of the state, and if that is the basis for this permit that they will be getting, I would think that that very much does away with the need of the programmatic EIS. The other thing that I think that was brought up is that way we would get a good handle on what feedlots are out there. Well, they're already supposed to have already had to go and apply for a permit to have the feedlot, so the DEQ should already know what is there, you know, to be perfectly honest. And if they don't, it may be because of the onerous environment in which the people have to go and try and deal with the DEQ to get permitted and so on. And I would hope that we would have a lot better handle on it and know a lot better after we get this bill passed and go on ahead and get all of the feedlots licensed. So I think it would be ill-advised to do the substitute motion. I would like to see the original motion go through.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the substitute motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the substitute motion, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? No.
No.
No. No. Motion, substitute motion fails. Now we're back to the motion of 32003 as stands. Any further discussion on the motion or amendment?
Question.
Question has been called. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Nay.
One, no. Senator Larson. That takes us back to the bill.
As amended.
Bill as amended. Senate Bill 320 as amended.
Mr. Chairman, I have some...
Senator Bales.
Some information that Mr. Bloomquist prepared as related to some of the things that were on the fiscal note for this, and I thought I would pass them out for the everybody to look at. I imagine that y'all noted that I did not sign the fiscal note because I did not agree with a lot of the things that were stated in the fiscal note, so I did not sign it. But if anybody did have any questions on it, I think that this would help explain a lot of that.
Did you move the bill?
Pardon?
Did you move the bill?
I'll move the bill as amended.
It's been moved by Senator Bales as amended. Is there any questions from the committee? Senator Steinbeiser.
Mr. Chairman, a question for Senator Bales.
Senator Bales.
Does this bill bring the law up to federal code? Is that pretty much what federal code is now?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Steinbeiser, yes, what this bill will do, if it's passed into law, it will actually, in essence, cite the federal regulations for confined animal feeding operations for all of the different entities that are stated in the definition. So it will actually... It will be the federal regulations that the state will be going by, and we will be adopting their regulations. The problem that we had run into
with the DEQ is that they were writing rules that went way beyond the what the federal regulations were requiring, and it was putting a very large increased burden upon anyone who wished to get a permit for a feedlot or a confined, concentrated animal feeding operation.
Thanks.
Any further discussion? Senator Larson?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bales?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
The only thing I request is, can you promise me there won't be a high-density hog farm upwind from my little slice of heaven that I bought in eastern Montana?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Larson, I don't think that I can guarantee that. For one thing, Montana does not have a law about a high odor or anything along that line. But this will definitely regulate the water discharge that might be associated with that. And actually, when you read through the federal regulations, the requirements for a concentrated hog farm are considerably tougher or stiffer to comply with than what they are for a livestock operation.
Thank
That's
you.
The best I can.
Any further discussion? Question?
Question.
Question has been called. All in favor of the bill as amended, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen, for trying to work together. And I see you're smiling yet. You're still smiling, so. One point of interest, I guess, to the committee is there will not be anything Friday. We have nothing in, no executive. We will have a hearing on Monday. It's not posted yet, but there will be one on Monday. So with that, have a good weekend. Meeting adjourned.
4:22.
That time of session, though, when the bills start stacking up, they'll start sending stuff here.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Education bill.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Senator Hansen.
You know, we could do like in the House.
Senator Hansen.
Make this the killing field.
Proxy for a. Could you proxy?
For translation, we killed everything.
Yes, I did. Both of him.
Like the weeds you got behind your house.
You guys. We're kill them.
But he didn't vote no on the bill.
Who's that?
Larson. You put a yes on the bill, right?
Who's that?
Larson. You put a yes on the bill, right? Vote no on the bill.